This is Jerry Gaffney, here with my teacher Tony O'Rourke and the Irish Guitar Podcast. Today we have a bonus tune which will be familiar, I would imagine, to every listener.
Oh, that's right, Jerry. I decided I'd like to share with you my arrangement of the most famous of all Irish melodies, Danny Boy, or Londonderry Air. Now, we've decided that we'd include this as a bonus tune, as the arrangement is very much outside of the genre of the traditional Irish music that we cover. So I hope you enjoy it.
So this is lesson 43 and a half.
Well, I guess you could describe it that way. Now, the melody of Danny Boy is an old Ulster air known as Londonderry Air. The man who put words to the melody was Fred E. Weatherly, and it was copyrighted by Boosey and Hawkes in 1913. I think they make woodwind instruments too. Incidentally, on the sheet music, I've got a copy of the music from Boosey and Hawkes, is the instruction that when sung by a man, the words in italics should be used, and the words in italics substitute "O Danny Boy" with "O Eily Dear." So, strictly speaking, if you're a male singer, you should be singing "O Eily Dear." Now, Fred Weatherly is an interesting sort of character. He also had another claim to fame. He was the first coxswain ever used in an Oxford-Cambridge boat race.
That's a useful piece of information, Tony. I think it's fair to say that a lot of people have been put off this tune as a result of hearing too many maudlin versions sung by drunks.
Well, I must admit that this tune was never much loved by me until one day I obtained a recording that was recommended to me by my old music teacher, Bruce Clark, and it was sad to see that Bruce recently passed on. Bruce was my music teacher back in the late 70s. He was a jazz guitarist, an extraordinary teacher and a man of enormous knowledge, and not so much to do with Irish music, but certainly here in Australia, where the guitar is probably, along with the piano, the primary instrument in this country. Bruce was responsible for teaching so many people, serious musicians now, the guitar to a very high level. Anyway, he sold me this CD one day of a chap called Ted Green. And it was, well, at the time he sold it to me, of course it was a record, but it was just called, a very imaginative title, Solo Guitar. And it had a black and white cover on it. And if you looked at the tune list on the back, you know, Danny Boy was one of the tracks on there, and Send In the Clowns and Old Man River. And I mean, really, if you looked at the tune list, you'd think, oh, what sort of an album is this? Well, I've got to say, Ted Green was just the most extraordinary musician. You know, anybody that's ever had to listen to him playing will tell you that. Now, on this recording, Solo Guitar, sadly the only one that he ever made, there's a disclaimer stating that there is no double tracking and no other musicians appear. And this was it was only done out of necessity. For when you listen to Ted Green, one would assume that one was hearing a nice little trio, or perhaps two very good guitarists who blended together very well. But alas, it was just this one man playing a distinct bass line, chords, and a melody all at once in a bewildering display of technical virtuosity, but at the same time, he's just so musical. He had a chord and a note for every occasion. he published some books, including the classic Chord Chemistry. And we are indeed fortunate that some of his performances can be seen on YouTube. If you're looking for him, it's Ted Green, and Green is spelled G-R-E-E-N-E. Anyway, after hearing this version of Danny Boy, I came up with my own simplified version of the tune. This arrangement took a long time, probably about 12 years. Sort of like one of those gentlemen renovating an old 1930s car, searching for a spare part here, an old mirror there. And I guess this arrangement is a good example of what can be achieved through perseverance.
Tony, I must say that I found this arrangement very difficult for someone at my level, at least, which I have to admit is not very high.
Well, if you're an advanced guitarist, you'll probably be able to play through the arrangement, you know, reasonably quickly. If, however, the arrangement looks to be too daunting, I suggest that you try and learn the tune bar by bar, or perhaps one or two bars per day over, say, a month. You'll find some bars the same as others. For example, bars 1, 2 and 3 are the same or very close to bars 10, 11, 12 and 13. For some of the chords, you will find there is quite a degree of stretching of the left hand involved. It is imperative that your left hand be at a right angle to the fretboard, unless you have extremely long fingers. And would you believe I was once asked by a mature age student what a right angle was? Remember, there are only two angles to fret a guitar. A right angle or a wrong angle. Good luck with it.
Thanks, Tony. The sheet music is included in the booklet, Book 3, which is available for $9 from www.irishguitarpod.com. And next week, we'll be back on track with a more traditional lesson when we'll learn the Echoes of Killarney. Slán go fóill.
We'll see you all then.